It's Monday, April 9th, 2012. Thanks for tuning into this special new stuff from old favorites episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Only you will hear it without disturbing others.
The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
When you've had a busy day full of problems, you can retire and listen in the dark.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
It's a great way to finish the day.
Like resignation.
Oh man, what a great song to open up this special new stuff from old favorites episode of The Sounds of My Head. That's the band Gautier. He's from Australia, and he's got a new album called Making Mirrors. That song, Somebody That I Used to Know. Such a fantastic song that it was covered almost immediately by other bands, and there's a great cover of it where it's like five people all huddled around one guitar, and they're all playing the same guitar, and they cover that song, and it's the cover's as good as the original. I mean, it's a great song, so it's hard to screw it up, I guess, but it's a great video of the cover. Gautier, he does great videos for his songs. Anyway, so you just, if you're on the YouTube machine, maybe look up Gautier and see, watch the video for Somebody That I Used to Know, and watch some other videos by him. He's got some other good songs off this new record. The record itself isn't as strong, I don't think, as that song. Somebody I Used to Know is such an amazingly great song, and the album is less amazingly great, but it's got some pretty good stuff on it. Speaking of really great stuff, this whole episode, it's going to be great new stuff from old favorites, so bands that I've played on the show before, like Gautier, but they have new stuff that's just come out recently. We're going to hear next the Magnetic Fields, obviously Sounds of My Head favorites. They were on the very first episode of The Sounds of My Head, going back a ways. Always a big fan. Anytime they release anything new, I try and give it a fair listen, and sometimes it's better than others. And they've got a new album called Love at the Bottom of the Sea, and it's actually pretty good. It takes a few listens to really truly appreciate all the quality goodness that's on there, but I think it's pretty great. And one song in particular, the first single they released, Andrew and Drag, phenomenal song. It's a great, great, as good as any other Magnetic Field song. Yeah, it's really great. And then I got a couple other tracks, because they're pretty short, that I'm going to put on too. After Andrew and Drag, we're going to hear God Wants Us to Wait, and then Quick. All three are from this new Love at the Bottom of the Sea record by the Magnetic Fields, which, if you like these three tracks, obviously you're going to want to check out the whole album. So here we go, without further ado, the Magnetic Fields with Andrew and Drag, God Wants Us to Wait, and Quick. All from Love at the Bottom of the Sea. Where else but on this new stuff from old favorites episode of The Sounds in My Head.
A pity she does not exist, a shame he's not a fag. The only girl I ever loved was Andrew and Drag. There is no hope of love for me, from here on I go stag. The only girl I'll ever love is Andrew.
Until then we must be resigned to our fate. I love you, baby, but God wants us to wait. I guess it's true I should have told you before, and not have waited till we're nude on the floor. Though it would be the perfect end to our date, I love you, baby, but God wants us to wait.
For your own. make me a drink strong enough to wash away the dishwater world. This said was lemonade. Walk with me after the show. Maybe we can find a way to the minefield in the snow. What are they charged?
Man, right back there, two great songs by the band The Shins, really just James Mercer. And I always kind of say, whenever I play The Shins, I'm like, yeah, James Mercer, you know, he's like The Shins. But really hammering it home with this new album, Port of Morrow, which it's a whole new band except James Mercer, but they're still called The Shins. So he fired everybody else in the band and then brought in all new musicians and worked with new people. Everything about it's new, except it's still James Mercer. And he's like, yeah, I'm still The Shins, whatever. Which I guess I never really was quite aware of just how much The Shins are really, it's just James Mercer. Like, in terms of what makes up The Shins, it's like, oh, it's a band. But really, no, it's just a dude. And he's extremely awesome at making really great music. So we just heard two songs. We heard No Way Down and Bait and Switch, both off this new Port of Morrow album, which, like all previous Shins releases, does not disappoint. Really, it's like I saw the Shins play at South by Southwest this year, and I was just so blown away by... They've been around a long time now, and they have a lot of material, and they played an incredibly great set with old songs and new alike, even though the whole band is new except James Mercer. And I was just looking around like, yeah, the Shins, they don't make no junk. That's what I was thinking, because, man, every song is as good as the last. It's amazing, though, how good they are. Okay, up next, a band from Montreal, Canada. They're called Islands, and another band I've played on the show many a time. A big fan of Islands, and they got a relatively new album just came out recently called Asleep and a Forgetting, and we're going to hear two tracks from it. First, we're going to hear Comes to Light, which is actually a bonus track. I think you have to get it in certain places, sell it with the bonus track, and others don't. So make sure you get the one with the bonus track, because Comes to Light's one of my favorites. And then after that, we're going to hear Can't Feel My Face, both great new songs off this Asleep and a Forgetting album from Islands. Check it out right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Because I love you so much stronger. Oh, Did you know yesterday that Texas adopted a law allowing you to shoot a deer with a silencer? How is this even a problem? Do you need to take out deer henchmen before they can warn the deer evil genius in his lair? It's a deer. You have a gun. It doesn't even have hands. How much more of an edge do you need? Right now, Congress is considering a bill that would forbid the EPA from regulating the lead in bullets. Not that the EPA is regulating the lead in bullets, but it might. And imagine what they could do if they linked up with the deer. Hunters leave 3,000 tons of lead bullets in America's forests every year, which poisons 20 million birds. Birds that will never know the joy of being blown to pieces by a miserable, chinless fuckface. Why can't we even pass a rule against poison bullets? This is a cautionary tale about what happens when the Democrats completely lay down on an issue and let the right get whatever they want. You get insanity. Arming panicky, untrained vigilantes like George Zimmerman and telling them it's okay to shoot whenever they're afraid is like dumping all the milk bones on the kitchen floor and telling your dog, just eat when you're hungry.
I swore I'd never take any.
nation, a nation under your command. This nation, nation under your
Right, so before the last two songs we heard two other songs from a band from Paris. She's called Soko, and you might remember Soko. I played her on the show a while ago, some years ago. She released some stuff, and it was really great, but then she was like, I'm not going to make music anymore, like, right as anyone started hearing of her, and then She kind of vanished for a long time and moved to LA, and then anyway, now she's decided to make music again, and she's just come out with this new record called I Thought I Was an Alien. And it's a great record, especially, it's so distinct. You know, even if you only heard one Soko song once, like, you'd hear anything off this new record and be like, oh my god, it's Soko. We heard two songs. We heard First Love Never Die, followed by How Are You, both super good, and off that I Thought I Was an Alien album. Check it out if you liked those two songs. And then the two songs we just heard before I started talking were Andrew Bird, of course, from Chicago. Andrew Bird, I've always liked him, even going back to when he was with Squirrel Nut Zippers, and he's been very successful in his own right following their demise, which I think he was really just a guest player. He just played with them, or at any rate. Anyway, we heard two songs. We heard Give It Away and Near Death Experience, both from his new album called Break It Yourself. Pretty good stuff. Very consistent records that Andrew Bird puts out. If you're not into it, it's a little boring. I could see, I was listening to it and I was like in the wrong mood at one day when I was listening to it, and I was like, god, this album is just killing me. It's so boring. But then other times I listen to it and I love it. So I don't know. Hopefully you didn't find it that boring. Pretty good stuff. Okay, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, Computer Magic from Brooklyn, New York, one of my new favorites. Play her anytime she releases anything new because I think she's so great, and I'm convinced she's going to be huge someday, but she hasn't really blown up yet in the way that I keep expecting her to. So anyway, Computer Magic, we're going to hear the song Trinity. It's off her new EP called Orion, which you can get on the internet set everywhere music is sold, I believe. So look for links to everything I talk about, including where to buy all the stuff I play at thesoundsofmyhead.com. Here we go, Computer Magic with the song Trinity from her EP Orion, finishing up this special new stuff from Old Favorites episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Fake my feelings whenever I make mistakes.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Fool's Paradise, Cosmic Gypsy, and Dice for a Change, all by the United Future Organization. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also leave feedback on Facebook. Search for The Sounds in My Head, and it's right there on Facebook. You can leave comments and stuff. Also, you should become a fan, or like it while you're there, because then you'll get updates from me every time there's a new episode, which you'll want to do, because I don't really have a schedule anymore. It's just going to be whenever I make new episodes, like I made one today, but who knows when the next one will be. Okay, see you later.